Alfred Ortiz, Dangerous Green New Deal Regressive for Middle-Income Families. By Michelle Moons on February 8, 2019. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz spoke to Alex Marlowe of Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM Thursday, detailing the harmful effects the Green New Deal will have on Americans. Socialism takes. Capitalism creates. That's the bottom line, Ortiz said in defining socialism. Ortiz called Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal an attack to a way of life. What our founders believed in, that through hard work you can achieve anything you want. Be anything, have the liberty to decide what you want to do and not do not the government. It was never intended for the government to decide how to rule your life, how to run your life. President Donald Trump made headlines Tuesday night during the State of the Union when he celebrated that the United States would never be a socialist country. Marlowe moved to discuss the Green New Deal more in depth with Ortiz during Thursday's interview. Marlowe pointed to a 10-year projection to make the U.S. carbon neutral. Even though only approximately 10% of the country's energy production is non-carbon-based, he called it almost a sci-fi concept to convert the production in that period of time. It's one of the most regressive things that you can do to our middle-income families, Ortiz said of the carbon-neutral deadline, along with Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. He pointed out that America has become a net exporter of energy. That's an amazing turnaround story, and we need to be celebrating that. He said this has helped the American economy prosper the way it has. Ortiz focused in on the excessive red tape and tax cuts that the Trump administration has accomplished. He then pointed to the two-thirds of job growth small business owners produced. He called ideas like the Green New Deal dangerous and teed up his description of Democrats: dangerous, duplicitous, and disingenuous. Ortiz said Republicans lost in 2018, in part, because it was not enough to talk about the tax cut bill vote. They needed to talk about the personal effects on Americans. For example, the first time non-supervisory wages are outpacing supervisory wages. 304,000 net jobs, and 3% GDP growth rate. He said it affects every demographic group, including the historic low unemployment for several groups. On the issue of migration at the border, Ortiz said people are coming from other countries because there's no Nicaraguan dream, right? There's no Mexican dream, right? There's no Venezuelan dream, right? There's only the American dream. They're certainly not building walls in Venezuela to keep the Americans out, right? He added. Ortiz further pointed taxpayers to look not just at their refund checks to see the effect of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, but to look at the withholding tables and how much more they are taking home each month than before. He said keeping more money in your pocket along the year means you are not giving the government an interest-free loan through the year. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.